At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Out of the Pods, Episode 2. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And we're so excited for you guys to join us again as we discuss everything Love is Blind Season 4. In our previous episode, we recapped episodes 1 through 3, where the couples meet in the pods. And now we're recapping episodes 4 and 5, when the couples go to Mexico for their post-engagement honeymoon.
So we left off with 5 couples. We have Jackie and Marshall, Kwame and Chelsea, Paul and Micah, Zach and Irina, and our favorites, Tiffany and Brett.
I love them. Honestly, definitely my favorite so far.
But these episodes just get, I didn't think they could get even more messy, but they got extra messy.
They're like a night after Taco Bell messy. Oh, God. That was an IBS joke for anyone wondering, because I have IBS.
Plug it.
Yeah.
But where do we even start? Honestly, there's so much that happens in these two episodes. Where are we going to start? Should we start with Kwame?
Yeah, I kind of want to start with Kwame and Chelsea, because I really liked them at the beginning of this episode. Like, they seem very comfortable with each other. They're clearly very into each other.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, they really are a good match. After everything that happened with the whole Micah, Chelsea, Kwame love triangle, I really was like rooting for them in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, and Chelsea made it very clear that they're being very sexual as well. And I was like, wow, okay, they have intimacy, they have the connection. And I feel like at the beginning of these episodes, I was like, oh yeah, these two are gonna work. And then enter Micah.
Yep. So during the first meetup with all the couples, there's an inappropriate interaction that happens between Micah and Kwame. And it was really hard for me to watch.
It was really, yeah. If that happened to me while my fiance was sitting right there, like I would lose my mind.
So they actually have two conversations. So the first one that Kwame and Micah have are super mature, and Kwame actually gives Chelsea a heads up about it the night or day before, saying like, hey, I do have to talk to her. We did, you know, me and Micah had this really strong connection in the pods.
And Chelsea was fine with it. She was like, yes, have your conversation.
Chelsea understood. And so the first conversation that Kwame and Micah have at the first couples meetup is very mature. They're just like, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah.
Kwame
makes a comment to, I think, Brett that says, when Micah hugged me, I felt some sort of way.
Yeah. So like the feelings like came back up.
Yeah. So you know that, you know, it just seems like after that first conversation, Kwame has like not a lot of closure from whatever happened with him and Micah in the pods.
In his interview, in his like, you know, yeah, in his little confessional, he literally said, he's like, oh yeah, I find her extremely attractive.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's like all those feelings came back up for him, especially he's like, oh, putting a face to a name. So I think he's like, oh, like I really like Micah.
Yeah. But I didn't think anything about that first conversation.
No.
But the second conversation
Before that, they were drinking so much, and Micah makes a toast, and she's like, this is to a shot for our failed proposal.
Yep. So it's a toast between Micah, Brett, Irina, and Kwame. And Micah says, cheers, or a shot to our failed proposal. Yep.
Which, ouch, like, why would she say that? That really rubbed Kwame the wrong way, and he got very upset about it,
He got really angry, and that kind of led to their second conversation. Here's my thing, though. I don't know why he got so upset about it. Like, hey, if I'm trying to put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
If I was in his shoes, and let's say I'm trying to think about another connection. So my other connection, aside from Shane, was a man named Rocky, who you guys never saw on the show.
Enter Rocky.
But if Rocky had rejected me in the pods and I saw him in Mexico and he said the same thing, I think I'd be irritated, but I wouldn't be upset because, like, I'm with Shane.
Yeah, but I think the problem is that that Micah was his first choice, but she broke up with him. So I think it still stings a little bit to him. You know, he's like, oh, like a dagger in the heart. Like, I would have picked you. I think you're so attractive now that I see you. Like,
that's the issue, though. Mm-hmm. That's the issue in my eyes. It's like, what are you doing with Chelsea?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Why did you go with Chelsea if you still have these feelings for Micah?
Right.
It goes back to what I said in the previous episode is I hate when men flip-flop mm-hmm. because I feel like they just choose their second choice and make it through the process.
Yeah.
And it leads to situations like this.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, maybe, I don't know, sometimes I feel like connections can be so intense in there that like maybe you do have all these feelings and it comes back up. I mean, it kind of was like that for me. Like, I think about this and I'm like, because for people who don't know, on our season, Kyle and Shayna didn't come to the couple meetup, but I think to myself, I'm like, well, Shake already told me, he's like, well, I don't know if I'm like attracted to you, right? So if I had seen Kyle, like, would I have, because my feelings for him were really strong too. So like, would I have just been like, oh, like, I think Kyle's hot. Like, I put myself in that position.
Right.
And I'm like, would I? But I don't know. But you're right though. Like, you're engaged to somebody else. Like,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
Even if you're angry internally, don't bring that up.
Learn to figure it out.
His fiance is there. And the thing is, I think it's a little bit different than the situation you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Shake telling you early on in Mexico that
True.
He wasn't attracted to you, because Kwame and Chelsea are strong right off the bat.
Right.
Like, they had just gotten intimate and, you know, they are really feeling each other before this couple's meetup. And yeah. I feel like, I don't know.
That's true. They have a very strong connection. They're having, obviously, they're being intimate. Like, there's a lot of added layers there for sure.
Chelsea said it best where she tells Kwame later on, just move on.
Right.
Like,
find your closure and move on.
Cleanse it, or like move on, or whatever she says.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, talking about this flirty interaction between Micah and Kwame, it angered me in ways that I cannot describe to you watching it.
I was really feeling for Chelsea, and she was just like, I don't know how much of it she saw, but like, they were so touchy-feely. Like, they both, their body languages were so intimate with each other. They were turned into each other, and I just could see it in their faces. And I was so upset with Micah with what she was saying. And I agree, like, Kwame too, but she knows that Kwame loves validation and reassurance. And she's like, oh, like, I was so into you. Like, you know, I had real feelings for you. Like, saying all of these things that, like, obviously will bring up emotion in him, you know? And I'm not saying she's the only one at fault, but, like, come on. You're going to say that in front of your fiancés?
Yeah, when he touched her engagement ring in that weird way.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
It just felt all really icky to me. I think what makes it even worse is they know they're on camera and they know that this footage may or may not show. And so, again, we always say that. That adds another layer in terms of people doing or saying things on TV.
Right. I couldn't imagine what Chelsea's feeling right now watching this episode, right?
I know. So I actually watched an interview, I think it was with Extra TV or with E! News, where she says, like, she understood why that conversation happened. She's, like, past it. But I know she is privately reeling at it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because the thing is, Kwame, after that conversation with Micah, mm-hmm. goes to Chelsea and pretty much downplays, like, the flirtatious nature and what was really said during that conversation. So I'm sure Chelsea watching it and seeing what really happened is probably hard for her. Just like I'm sure it was really hard for Ayana to see the Jared and Mallory conversation that happened during our couple's meetup in Mexico during our season. Mm-hmm. So I think same thing.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, Chelsea asked him straight up, she was like, hey, like, did you find the closure you needed? And he was like, I'm not sure if I found the closure, but I got what I needed. And I was like, that's not the right answer you want to be telling your fiance.
Yeah.
But I thought that conversation was very mature.
Yes.
And like, I'm glad she like addressed it head on instead of like suppressing her feelings. She's like, listen, we don't have to do this. Like, I want to do this with you, but if you're not in it, like, then let's not do it.
I think this is the first time where we see a woman not blaming the other woman and really putting accountability on her man. And I think you see that when Chelsea has a conversation with Micah later on about it that obviously got cut short because of the thunderstorm and the rain. But mm-hmm. she really tries to, like, you could tell her anger is towards Kwame.
Yeah.
versus Micah, where I'm sure that it's kind of weird with Micah, but you know, you could tell she's still very mature about having the conversation with Micah about it.
So speaking of that though, like, where was Paul during this entire like situation? Because he was MIA.
I don't see any chemistry between Paul and Micah.
Absolutely none.
I was not going to say this, but I heard from sources that they're...
Spill it.
I was going to save this for later on because I'm not sure how their storyline plays out. But I did hear that I think they aren't... And I said this in the previous episode. I don't think that they're the most genuine in that relationship. I think they have a feeling that they know it's not going to work out and they're just kind of staying together.
Really?
I think that's why you kind of see Paul not really having any reaction to the Kwame and Micah conversation.
Right. He probably had no like reaction. They're like, oh, there's nothing to really put out on TV. You're fine.
Obviously, we haven't seen the other sets of episodes that are coming later this week and for the, you know, for in the future weeks as well, in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is actually going to happen with Paul and Micah. Again, based on things I've heard and just my assumptions, I think that they're going to try to portray themselves as like a strong couple in the next set of episodes.
Okay, interesting.
And but I what I really think and kind of
you
what
don't
I've
think
heard,
it's genuine.
Yeah, I think they kind of. I'm not saying they have an agreement, but I think they're kind of like, let's just
kind of make it to the altar. And yeah, go
type
our
of
separate
thing.
Ways.
Yeah,
type of
I think they know that it's not going to work out.
Ooh, that's rough. And that kind of makes sense because they're not being intimate. And then right, she calls him
her best friend. Yeah.
So like,
and I think what's happening is, again, this is just now my own assumptions, but also based on what I've heard about them through my sources, I think they have decided to kind of stay in a friendship and kind of continue on just for screen time.
Interesting, because that would make sense as to why she's like kind of being so flirtatious with Kwame, right? Like, she's like, I have nothing to lose with Paul. Right, essentially.
Yeah, but I think it also explains why like Paul isn't really reacting to the Kwame.
It's like all of the things. Like,
maybe he will.
Signs.
You know, I saw the preview, so maybe it looks like in the preview, Micah and Kwame have another conversation, which again sucks. But who knows how that's going to pan out? Maybe Paul will get a little bit upset with that. I don't know. But...
Yeah, because I remember when Chelsea and Micah were talking in bed, he mentioned, oh, I barely talked to Paul. I should probably make an effort to have a conversation with him because I've talked to Micah more than I have Paul this entire time. And Chelsea's like, huh, yeah, we know.
Yeah, so
interesting.
Look, that's just, again, my theories and also things that I've heard from our production sources. So we'll just have to see.
And then we see Micah and Irina in the pool talking, right?
Oh, gosh. I rolled again.
Zach and Irina, it is painful to watch this.
Yeah, so in these episodes, I really, really felt bad for him. I don't know if you remember this, but Irina says to Micah, every time Zach touches me, I get the ick, or I get a major ick. And I was like,
Honestly, I don't know. If you were in this position, like, what do you think you would do? Because
I would end it.
I would end it too. Honestly, if it's like this major and you can't like stand him touching you, like when he kisses her on the forehead, you could just see her face. And I'm like, oh, she's cringing hard. Like,
yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. And thankfully, they do end it by the end of episode 5.
Thank God.
And we see him having a meetup with Bliss. So I'm very curious to see how that turns out. But it was really hard to watch those scenes with Zach and Irina because clearly she is not into him.
No.
Like, it's very obvious.
Towards the end, it seems like he also is like, yeah, I don't want to be with you. This has been horrible. And when they break up and they're like, you know, when they're like brushing their teeth and like, they're kind of like ego one-upping themselves. Like, they're like, well, I was thinking about somebody else the whole time. Anyways, oh, well, I want to be with your best friend, Paul. Like, it's just like so many... Like, it was like an ego battle. That's what I saw it as. They're like, well, let me just try to one-up you.
I don't blame Zach doing that, though. I mean, I'm sure he was so hurt that Irina wasn't making effort and was just
kind of threw really, in the towel.
Well, like, grossed out by him. That's how she was acting
and she
in
even
front
said,
of his face.
She even said to him, she was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. I thought you would have left me a long time ago because I haven't been the nicest to you, you know? And I was like, yeah, well, at least there's that self-awareness again.
Regardless of her being self-aware about it, I think it was just really icky of her to treat him like that. You could have done it in so much more of a respectful way on camera.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I think that she was just kind of playing games with him. Mm-hmm. And that's something Zach actually said in the pods, that Irina just plays games. And
yeah.
You could see that clearly right here in these episodes where she kind of takes him on this like mind loop. Because during the conversation that Zach has with Paul at one point, I think it's during the second couple's meetup, Zach goes, you know, Irina is, it's really hard to tell because privately when we go back to the room, she's kissing me, but in public she doesn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I understood when Zach says Irina plays games.
Yeah. No, I can see that too, honestly. And that's why we're glad that this couple has ended.
Yeah.
But can we jump ship to Jackie and Marshall? Like, what was that fight about? Or not even a fight. Something happened where she completely broke down.
Yeah.
That was wild.
I could not follow what that fight was about. I think Netflix cut out more information about that fight, probably for her privacy or to like protect her a little bit.
Yeah.
Or it was just really hard to explain that storyline. But I think what they wanted us to take from that scene is to show that Marshall is an emotionally understanding partner, and their connection is very strong.
Yeah. And he was really there for her in her vulnerability when she was breaking down. And like, I didn't really follow exactly why she was, but she kept referencing like, I have, you know, my family on my mind, or like my home life or my work. And he was definitely emotionally there for her. And I think that shows like that's such a good sign that he's vulnerable enough to, like, you know, help her with that.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn. The podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I really liked Jackie in the pods, and I like her in moments during episodes 4 and 5, these episodes in Mexico. But there's other moments where I don't like her.
Right?
Like that are like really weird to me.
Yeah.
For example, she just talks a lot of shit about the other girls. Like, she just has no loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
For example, after the interaction between Kwame and Micah, and I think that someone says, like, Chelsea and Kwame go back to their rooms and they don't meet up with the couples again for a second couples meetup.
Mm-hmm.
I think Micah asks either Jackie or Tiffany.
Yeah, they're
like,
just all chatting.
Like, where's Chelsea? Jackie says to Micah that Chelsea is upset about
the interaction earlier
between Micah and Kwame. And she says to Micah, as if she's talking to Chelsea, I'm pretty sure Micah doesn't want your man, because if she did, she would have him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, I was like,
that was unhinged. I was like, wait, where did that come from?
And then later on, I think Jackie says to Chelsea and Tiffany, as Micah and Irene are walking in, like, there's frickin' frack.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, Jackie, pick a lane.
Pick a lane.
Like, you're kind of talking shit to everyone.
Yeah, like, she's flip-flopping. It's like, yeah, there's definitely no loyalty there. So I'm like, I don't know who she's closer with.
Yeah, I don't think she's close to any of the girls, to be honest. But I will say I kind of laughed a little bit when she called Irene a peasant. And she goes, not old English peasantry, but, like, just, like, start stuff type
start
of peasant.
Of a peasant, yeah. I died. That was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, Jackie got some jokes.
I was like, okay. Well, I was like, I see how all the girls feel about Irina now.
Yeah. But I can't believe they left off episode 5 with us on a cliffhanger with Bliss and Zach meeting up. Like, I was like, wait, what?
Oh, I to be honest, I'm not surprised because one of the things Zach says as he's breaking up with Irina is, you know, I've been thinking of Bliss the whole time.
Yeah, no, he said, I've been thinking of someone else the whole time. And then Irina goes, oh, is it Bliss? Like, what about you and Bliss? And so I think weirdly, like, I'm sure he was thinking it, but Irina kind of like planted the seed and was like, I don't mind if you, it was kind of like confirmation, like, yeah, I can go on and do this thing with Bliss. Like, I have your.
She actually does make that comment. She goes, I forget, you know, what she says exactly, but she goes, I think it should have been Bliss or like you should have chosen Bliss, something like that.
Something like that. So he's like, oh, I got the full green light to go and, you know, see where this
is. Not that he needed that full green light because Irina was already checked out anyways. But do you think that Bliss will, you know, say yes to Zach and continuing on the process with him?
Honestly, I think it would be really tough. I was even surprised that she said yes to meeting up with him because, listen, he let her go. He broke up with her. I mean, yes, they said I love you to each other, but I was just like, if someone was like, I don't pick you, it's kind of that whole thing of like, do you not see my worth? Like, well, I was right there and you still didn't pick me. So I think I would be a little bit hurt, but I don't know. Maybe I would have met up and seen what he has to say.
I would say yes.
Do you think that she's going to get the ick like Irina did?
Okay. Sorry. I actually did want to talk about this. Did you think it was interesting that like some of the girls talked about how creepy Zach was or like how weird he was? Like I think Chelsea made a comment. I forget if Tiffany also made a comment, but it seems like all the girls are kind of on the same page of like, well, Zach's weird.
Yeah. Well, if someone doesn't blink. I'm sorry. That's just a little, that's just scary.
Oh, but I don't blink. Do you think I'm weird?
Dude, you blink. Sorry. I don't think you literally just blinked.
Because you were mad. Because I got self-conscious.
You, Natalie, I would tell you if you were creepy. Like, I wouldn't be doing this podcast with you if you were creepy. Trust me.
I don't know.
If you gave me the ick and you didn't blink,
anything for the bag. I'm just kidding. We're not getting paid for these episodes.
We're really not.
But
yeah, that was this is wild. I actually love the little foreshadowing of what's to come, and I'm like, ooh, I know they make it all dramatic, but I was into it. I was like, ooh, well, you have me hooked. I'm tuning in, baby.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next set of episodes. That preview was very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, that was fun.
So it seems like based on that preview, there's still some ups and downs for Chelsea and Kwame. Brett and Tiffany look like they may have some problems, though. I think that just might be editing.
Yeah.
And then Paul and Micah, look, again, I don't think that they're the most genuine couple, but it looks like they also have some ups and downs.
I feel like they didn't even show Paul in the new trailer of the new
episodes. the preview he got some
did I see him?
So I saw him. I think he got more screen time on that preview than he did in these episodes. I forgot he existed.
Poor guy, he's just been MIA.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm quite excited to see, you know, how their stories unfold.
So we end episode 5 with the couples doing pretty well aside from Zach and Irina, but we hope things work out with him and Bliss. But we can't wait for the next set of episodes coming this Friday. Episodes 6
juicy.
Through 9 are coming out, and we can't wait to react to it. You have to tune in next Monday. In the meantime, make sure you go to our Instagram page, Out of the Pods. We're going to share more updates on there. We're going to take your questions and thoughts. And then also, we might be doing a little giveaway on Wednesday. Ooh. So definitely go check it out. And that's a wrap. We're so bad at ending these episodes right now. I promise we'll get better. But thanks to you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
From the host house.
Whoever you are,
there's a welcome there for Ruth and Faye, Mohammed and Jose.
From the host house, whether at work, rest or play, listen to my podcast. It's packed full of meaty goodness.
From the host house.
With Alan Partridge.
There's a welcome there for straight and gay and he and she and they. From the host house.
From the host house, the Alan Partridge podcast series 3. Listen now. Subscription required. See audible.co.uk for terms.